Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Green blessings and Happy New Year. This is Susan Weed, the voice of the Wise Woman tradition and the author of the Wise Woman Herbal Series, including Abundantly Well, Seven Medicines, The Wise Woman Way. Welcome and thanks for tuning in to HealthyLife.net for another hour of green blessings from my green heart to yours right here. You can join me each and every month for wise advice on herbs and health, with a special emphasis on women. Together, we will reweave the healing plug of the ancients and reclaim herbal medicine as people's medicine. Memory lapses are common at all ages, but they do seem to peak during adolescence and during menopause. Then, as we age, memory glitches are more frequent and more serious. Over time, without access to good food, good air, good health care, brain function can degrade and memory can become impaired. As of right now, about 4% of Americans are already diagnosed with dementia and memory loss. And a lot more of that 4% is not white and not rich. In the next 5 years, one out of three Americans over 70, most of them poor, will die as a direct result of impaired memory, dementia, and brain dysfunctions like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. I cherish my memory. I'm nearly 80, and it's as good as ever, and I want to keep it that way. I want to be like my dad in his 80s when he just couldn't remember from day to day even where he was. So join me. Let's learn and share the lore and science of nootropics, substances that promote strong memory, foods that feed the brain, herbs for keeping sharp, supplements for remembering, drugs against dementia. We will find the simplest, safest, and most effective strategies for nourishing memory. I know we can protect ourselves and our brains without drugs or expensive supplements. Green blessings have been used to maintain and regain freedom from dementia for thousands of years. Ancient medicine for modern times right here at HealthyLife.net. What's in the news? Well, here's some interesting news. Nootropics, a new word that means substances that specifically target brain function, aiming to improve cognitive abilities such as memory, creativity, focus, and executive function. Nootropics can be natural or synthetic. Some examples include caffeine, L-theanine, and racetams. Racetams are very interesting drugs. Nasal spray can heal the brain. Getting things into the brain is a real challenge because of the blood-brain barrier. But nasal sprays seem to allow drugs to travel up the nerve that detects smell and get right into the brain. A nasal spray of antibodies that blocks a compound that inhibits brain cell growth restored rodents' brains to 60% of their pre-stroke abilities. The control group only improved about 30%. There's a natural regenerative power within the brain, says the lead author, from the Swiss Federal Institute of Technology, but you somehow have to find a way to get in there and take the brakes off, and then the brain will heal itself. That's what we're going to be talking about this year. I'll be right back.
Take a correspondence course with Susan Weed. You'll get individualized attention for your needs, questions, and health problems. The courses come with books, audio, and videotapes, and there's no time limit on finishing. No tests and no lessons to return. Act now and get a 50% discount on any 3 days of classes and workshops with Susan. You'll also receive a ready-to-frame certificate. Check out her courses online at ashtreepublishing.com. That's ashtreepublishing.com.
Where can you get more than 700 pages of information? At Susan Weed's website, susanweed.com. There's free monthly e-zines, a weblog, chat room, and email groups. There's even special sections devoted to menopause, breast health, and childbearing. Check out the forum of wise women who will help answer your herb and health questions. susanweed.com. Check it out. That's SusanWeed.com.
Spend a day with Susan Weed at your house or hers. Bring up to 4 friends and enjoy the day of your dreams. Experience a private weed walk. Learn about wild foods, harvest, and prepare herbal medicine. Try out a shamanic journey. Get a private consultation. Get a review of your health and nutrition. Discover how to regain and maintain optimum health with herbs. Create your perfect day with Susan Weed. For information, log on at ashtreepublishing.com. That's ashtreepublishing.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
All right, we're going to spend this year looking into ways to maintain and perhaps even regain some memory. That's so exciting to know that the brain is so plastic and that it really can repair itself. There's just that difficulty with getting things into the brain. We'll be talking about that all year long. We're talking about nootropics. Nootropics are anything that's used to enhance memory or cognitive function. I spent some time looking around to see what's being offered out there in this new category of nootropics. Astaxanthin. Mm-hmm. Bacopa. Lithium. Sage. Phosphatidylserine. Ashwagandha. Blueberries. Vinpocetine, vitamin B12, folate, lecithin, phosphatidylchloride, wild oats, green tea, pregnenolone, calcium, wild green oats extract, calcium, phosphorus, sage extract, wild blueberry extract, ashwagandha extract, phosphatidylserine, pregnenolone, uridine 5 monophosphate. Alpha glycerol phosphoryl choline, also known as GPC. Phosphatidylserine. That's a lot of them, isn't it? Wild blueberry, and so is that. Lithium, colostrum, acetyl L-carnitine, ginkgo biloba, coffee fruit concentrate, phosphatidylserine, cetylcholine, GPC, that's glycerophosphatidylcholine, KSM-66, A blend of clinically effective B vitamins, green tea leaf extract, and ashwagandha. So, they're claiming, again, these are all ingredients in nootropic supplements that you could currently find on the market, as caxicin for focus, bacopa for focus, lithium clears unwanted protein from the brain, sage focuses attention, aids memory. That thing we kept hearing about, phosphatidylserine, is a component of brain cells that promotes cell-to-cell communication and thus helps memory. Ashwagandha, the herb most talked about in terms of memory. And you remember that supplement that had KSM-66? That is a highly concentrated ashwagandha extract created after 14 years of research and clinical testing by Zuriel Biomed, the world's leading authority on ashwagandha, scientifically shown to improve memory and recall. Yes, we will do a whole show on ashwagandha. It's true. We just looked at it as an herb for sleep, and now we're going to look at it as an herb for helping us to remember, and there is a connection between sleep and memory, as we recall. Blueberry extract fights age-related cognitive decline. Vinpocetine improves blood flow to the brain, thus improving memory. Vitamin B12 is one of the most important vitamins for someone who is over 80 and showing memory loss or dementia symptoms. We'll be talking about the B vitamins and what role they play in memory as we get into this year. Folate helps to maintain healthy homocysteine levels, and that is key to healthy cognition. Lecithin, because it's a rich source of phosphatidylcholine, and that helps to keep your brain cells structured right and signaling each other. Both wild oats and green tea have lots of evidence showing that they support optimal neurotransmitter function. Pregnenolone is a neurohormone. It has been shown to help maintain mental focus, memory, and overall brain function. It promotes healthy levels of acetylcholine, which is a neurotransmitter, and supports the formation of new neurons in the brain. We do make pregnenolone on our own, but starting about your mid-30s, the amount you make probably declines, unless, of course, you're drinking nourishing herbal infusions. So we are seeing what ashwagandha, ginkgo, turmeric, rosemary, sage, lemon balm, mint, centella, Asiatica, saffron, lion's mane, ginger, green tea, matcha, rhodiola rosea, Asian ginseng, brahmi, cinnamon, wisteria somnifera, magnolia vine, guarana, coffee, Cornus officinalis, also known as dogwood, wild oats, blueberries, whey, and coffee fruit. A complete list at this point of plants known to have a good effect on memory. Phosphorus, magnesium, calcium, B vitamins, especially B12, omega-3 fatty acids all have neuroprotective benefits, and we'll be talking about them. As for the drugs, phosphatidylserine, alpha-glycerol, phosphochlorine, GPC, cetylcholine, pregnenolone, acetyl-L-carnitine, homocysteine, glial cell-derived nootropic factor, nootropic factor, brain-derived neurotropic factors. It's a really interesting landscape out there. And when I started reading about all of this, the question that came immediately to my mind was, what is memory? What is memory? What are we even really talking about here? And I was already aware that there isn't really an answer to that question. We know that there are certain areas of the brain, like the hippocampus, that are very important to memory. We know that sleep seems to consolidate memory. We know that memory isn't something that's actually stored, like a photograph that you take out and look at and it's the same. That memory is in fact very fluid, and that it's probably stored in different areas of the brain, different sensorial areas, which come together to create that memory. Anyone who has a sibling knows from direct personal experience how different memories can be. If you've ever said to your sibling, do you remember that time when we, and they remember it, but they might as well have been on a different planet because what they remember is so different than what you remember, but the two of you were there experiencing that. So what does it mean when we lose our memory? It doesn't so much mean that we lose those memories, because those consolidated memories do tend to stick around. It means that we are more and more forgetful in day-to-day things. All of us walk into a room and go, what did I come in here for? All of us get all the way out to the end of the parking lot and say, I forgot the car keys. We all have lapses of memory where we pull that thing out of the refrigerator and say, oh, no, did I leave that there for this long? That's absolutely a normal part of the way that memory functions. But the memory loss that we're really hoping to counter is the kind of memory loss that my dad had. Well, when we were in Paris, every morning he said to me, do you notice that the street signs are in a foreign language? And I said, Dad, we're in Paris. Every morning. He was a very happy man. He wasn't disturbed by the fact that he couldn't remember, because the really interesting thing is when you really can't remember, you don't know that you can't remember. If you're concerned that you can't remember, you're fine. Because when you really can't remember, you don't even remember that you're not remembering. And that gets difficult and scary for the people around you. Is lack of memory dementia then? Does that define dementia? No. But virtually every kind of dementia does have some memory component. At this point, there are more than 100 different diseases that cause dementia. In fact, for quite a few people, we are discovering what they're actually presenting with is what we have to call mixed dementia. That many of the things that can cause dementia are working at the same time in their brain, and thus giving them some real difficulties. More than half of the memory difficulties are due to Alzheimer's. Else, whenever we think about losing our memory, we think about Alzheimer's, the poster child for losing your memory. In fact, you forget how to do everything, including swallow. And it's not fun or pretty, especially not for the people who still have their memory. You don't remember, but we'll be talking about Alzheimer's. We'll be talking about early detection of Alzheimer's. We'll be talking about why the drugs don't work and won't ever work, and why herbs and foods will work. Cerebrovascular disease is the next big reason for memory loss. When the blood vessels in the brain are damaged or blood tissue is injured because it hasn't gotten enough blood, oxygen, or nutrients, then your ability to use language gets really slow and your memory gets super slow. As one person said to me, I can remember it. It just takes me all day long to remember it. Sometimes nerve cells in the front and side lobes of the brain die, and that makes the lobe shrink. Well, it turns out that as we age, most people actually have their brain shrinking unless they are actually taking active steps to prevent that from happening. And we will talk about what those active steps are so that your brain doesn't shrink on you. The upper layers of the cortex soften. This is called frontotemporal degeneration. Whoa! And this is probably what was going on with my dad, because it causes a lot of short-term memory problems. It gets worse and worse, and there are personality changes as well. Of course, Parkinson's disease doesn't initially present with memory loss, but as you get deeper and deeper into Parkinson's, there certainly will be memory loss in the later stages. There are also some other interesting things that can bring about memory loss and dementia, and I'll be right back to talk to you about those things and why fat matters to your brain, and why if you've been going light on cholesterol, you might want to turn that around and go heavy instead for the sake of your brain.
Where can you get more than 700 pages of information? It's Susan Weed's website, susanweed.com. There's free monthly e-zines, a weblog, chat room, and email groups. There's even special sections devoted to menopause, breast health, and childbearing. Check out the forum of wise women who will help answer your herb and health questions. susanweed.com. Check it out. That's SusanWeed.com.
Spend a day with Susan Weed at your house or hers. Bring up to four friends and enjoy the day of your dreams. Experience a private weed walk. Learn about wild foods, harvest, and prepare herbal medicine. Try out a shamanic journey. Get a private consultation. Get a review of your health and nutrition. Discover how to regain and maintain optimum health with herbs. Create your perfect day with Susan Weed. For information, log on at ashtreepublishing.com. That's ashtreepublishing.com.
If you like to spend your television viewing time learning about some of the things that you may have missed in history class, or if history was your favorite subject, then you should check out the link to the History Channel on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. Order DVD sets by series or by subject matter right from our homepage while you still enjoy your favorite HealthyLife.net show.
Take a correspondence course with Susan Weed. You'll get individualized attention for your needs, questions, and health problems. The courses come with books, audio, and videotapes, and there's no time limit on finishing, no tests, and no lessons to return. Act now and get a 50% discount on any 3 days of classes and workshops with Susan. You'll also receive a ready-to-frame certificate. Check out her courses online at ashtreepublishing.com. That's ashtreepublishing.com.
Vistaprint. I'm sure you've heard the name. Over 17 million small businesses and consumers have used Vistaprint for printed products, ranging from business cards and brochures to invitations and thank you cards. Why? Because Vistaprint has the lowest price guarantee, and you can design your products with templates or upload your design. And they have free products. 3-day rush service and satisfaction is always guaranteed. Try Vistaprint. Just go to the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on the Vistaprint logo.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
Memory loss, is it Alzheimer's? Is it cerebrovascular disease? Is it frontotemporal degeneration? Is it Parkinson's disease? Is it a mixed pathology? Is it Lewy body disease? Whoa, you got Lewy body disease, you're not only losing your memory, you're hallucinating. How about hippocampal sclerosis, shrinking and hardening of the tissue in the hippocampus? And the hippocampus, of course, plays a key role in forming memories. So this is definitely not a good thing to have. Wernicke. Korsakoff syndrome is a combination of two things. They usually get Wernicke encephalopathy and memory loss due to lack of vitamin B1, which causes bleeding in the lower section of the brain. If it's not treated, the symptoms of that decrease and Korsakoff syndrome starts to appear. And then your brain really gets disordered. You can't learn anything new. You can't remember much of anything. And you start to make up information to fill in the gaps. Oh, dear. Huntington's disease, a genetic condition that causes dementia. It can cause symptoms as early as your 30s by causing a premature breakdown of the brain's nerve cells. So now we know a bunch of reasons for memory loss, and we can breathe a sigh of relief. We never have to look at those again. We don't need to have a diagnosis. This is one of the things that I really enjoy about herbal medicine. Is that I don't need to know what the specific diagnosis is. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with knowing that, but I'm saying that the herbs are generalists, and they're going to help you no matter what the diagnosis is, especially if there's enough fat in your diet, especially if there's enough cholesterol. Why do we need fat? Because the brain itself is mostly fat, and a lot of that is cholesterol. In fact, the brain is the most cholesterol-rich organ in the body. Cholesterol makes up about 15% of the dry weight of the white matter in the brain, and of all the cholesterol in the body, the brain contains about a quarter of it. Now, it turns out that the brain is pretty conservative of its cholesterol. Remember that blood-brain barrier there. The brain does not like to have things going in and out. So the brain tends to retain its cholesterol and not mix it up with the cholesterol that your liver makes or the cholesterol from your food. We're going to be running into this glass ceiling, this transparent wall, over and over again throughout the year. The blood-brain barrier, there's a barrier there. The brain protects itself. That's why we want to focus on fats, because fat gets in, and things that are in fat get in too. Cholesterol not only makes up a large percentage of the brain, cholesterol is the key ingredient in endocrine hormones, stress hormones, sexual hormones, and hormones for memory and good brain. Fat is critical with the oil-soluble vitamins. Vitamins A, E, D, and K are cholesterol-dependent. Vitamin D is especially cholesterol-dependent. And interestingly enough, you may have noticed that no matter how much water you drink, you just hydrate yourself with water because you're made of fat. And water and fat don't mix. A little fat in your diet, and you get thirsty. More fat in your diet, and you're not so thirsty. Adequate amount of really good quality fat in your diet, and you'll find that you don't need to drink anywhere near as much. And your brain is smiling. Now, let me say, it's very important that that fat is organic, because we certainly don't want those chemicals running up there to the brain. Wild fatty fish, organic butter, avocado, doesn't have to be organic because they're all organic, so don't pay a special price for it. Organic bacon fat, organic olive oil, dark sesame oil, coconut oil, even palm oil, all are good for the brain and good sources of cholesterol. chocolate is too, and avocado oil. What we want to avoid are vegetable oils, and we'll talk more about that later on. Cholesterol is a waxy fat that's found in every single cell in the body. The cellular integrity of your body is dependent on cholesterol, but it is most abundant in the brain. It is all essential and crucial to maintain memory, to build cells, and to create hormones for clear thought. Although the brain makes up only 2% of the body's weight, it contains a quarter of all the body's cholesterol. Most of the rest of the cholesterol that's used in the nervous system is used as insulation around the nerves in the myelin sheath. Whoa, interesting. Cholesterol is the major component of myelin, which is a fatty sheath that insulates neurons and speeds up brain processing. Cholesterol allows neurotransmitters like dopamine and serotonin to be made and to communicate. Cholesterol is very important in the development of lipid rafts, which are membranes that support the neurons so that brain cells can signal to each other. Abnormal cholesterol metabolism in the brain is strongly linked to all neurodegenerative disorders, including Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, Huntington's, and ALS. And, of course, multiple sclerosis is scarring of the myelin. I know. What? Isn't cholesterol bad for us? Yeah, high cholesterol levels are a major risk factor for cardiovascular disease, but their role in dementia is less clear. If you look at cholesterol levels in midlife, high levels are associated with an increased risk of later dementia in life and cognitive decline. But if you look at cholesterol again later on in life, that association falls away. I'm going to come back and talk to you a little more about this because I think it's pretty fascinating and helps us to understand how we get what we need for good memory into our brains.
Take a correspondence course with Susan Weed. You'll get individualized attention for your needs, questions, and health problems. The courses come with books, audio, and videotapes, and there's no time limit on finishing. No tests and no lessons to return. Act now and get a 50% discount on any 3 days of classes and workshops with Susan. You'll also receive a ready-to-frame certificate. Check out her courses online at AshTreePublishing.com. That's AshTreePublishing.com.
Where can you get more than 700 pages of information? At Susan Weed's website, susanweed.com. There's free monthly e-zines, a weblog, chat room, and email groups. There's even special sections devoted to menopause, breast health, and childbearing. Check out the forum of wise women who will help answer your herb and health questions. susanweed.com. Check it out. That's SusanWeed.com.
Spend a day with Susan Weed at your house or hers. Bring up to 4 friends and enjoy the day of your dreams. Experience a private weed walk. Learn about wild foods. Harvest and prepare herbal medicine. Try out a shamanic journey. Get a private consultation. Get a review of your health and nutrition. Discover how to regain and maintain optimum health with herbs. Create your perfect day with Susan Weed. For information, log on at AshTreePublishing.com. That's AshTreePublishing.com.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net. Millions of listeners know the secret. Now you do too. Positive talk 24 hours a day, every day.
Green.
studied older people. Older people. Because if they realized that all these studies hadn't actually been done on, like, really old people. So, study subjects who were 75 to 84, if their total cholesterol was higher at that point than it had been 20 years previously, they had a 50% higher risk of cognitive decline. Bad. However, once you got past that magic number, 85, those whose total cholesterol was higher than it was in midlife found that their risk for cognitive decline was 32% lower. Oh, my goodness. How can that be? Again, cholesterol is incredibly important. It might be, we don't really know, that drugs that disturb cholesterol functioning can also disturb memory. We really don't know. To reach all the cells in the body, which it has to get to, cholesterol travels packed inside lipoproteins. Lipo, of course, is fat. Lipoproteins are specialized kinds of fats that carry extracellular fluids. There are two kinds of them, low-density lipoproteins and high-density lipoproteins. You know about those. The low-density ones are kind of slow and cloggy. We don't like having them. The high-density ones are zooming around. Those are the ones that we like. And it turns out that eating good quality foods that have cholesterol actually winds up being healthier than avoiding them. Eggs. Oh, my gosh. So many people have just given up eggs because a single egg has over 200 milligrams of cholesterol. But guess what? No matter how many eggs you eat, it does not raise your blood cholesterol level. In fact, it boosts HDL, that high-density lipoprotein, and the levels of that high-density lipoprotein are definitely something that we want to see increased. A slice of cheese has, to compare it, only 30 milligrams of cholesterol. A study found that eating 3 ounces of full-fat cheese per day did not raise cholesterol when compared with the same amount of low-fat cheese or an equal number of calories from bread and jam. People who eat more seafood have improved cognitive functioning, better vision, and less cardiovascular disease. You can eat 3 ounces of lobster for a mere 60 milligrams of cholesterol, 4 scallops for a mere 35 milligrams of cholesterol. Pasture-raised steak has a lot less cholesterol. A 4-ounce serving of pasture-raised steak is 60 milligrams of cholesterol, and regular steak is 100. Pasture-raised, if you can go for it, organic's even better. Sardines, gotta love those sardines, you and your cat. Oh, my goodness, one can of sardines is going to set you back 130 milligrams of cholesterol, but again, it is good cholesterol, and lots of vitamin D, lots of vitamin B12, and lots of calcium. Great for your memory. Full-fat yogurt lowers overall cholesterol, lowers blood pressure, and lowers risk of stroke, heart disease, diabetes, and increases memory. A quart of yogurt a week is a really good amount to aim for. The American Journal of Clinical Nutrition looked at about 3,000 adults and found that people with higher and lower levels of dairy fat in their blood died at exactly the same rate over a 22-year period. It's not just them. A number of recent studies found the same thing. Limiting saturated fat and cholesterol does not lead to better health or greater longevity, and it can impair memory. Butter, butter and ghee. Oh, my goodness, let me sing your praises. Rich in vitamin D, vitamin A, vitamin K, vitamin E, and the Wolzin factor, which helps to prevent arthritic stiffness. Butter contains minerals. It contains conjugated linoleic acid. It contains butyrate. It's an anti-inflammatory. Butter. Remember that what we don't want is we don't want those vegetable oils. The vegetable oils are going to cause problems with our memory. And there's been some recent studies looking into that, and they're pretty interesting studies to see what actually happens. Now, that said, when we're talking about healthy cholesterol, notice that I did not say fried food. I didn't say fried chicken, french fries, fried cheese sticks, fried fish. No, because that's not good fat for us. I didn't say fast food. Oh, believe me, the fat in fast food is about the worst fat that you could get. See if you can avoid it completely. Sorry to say, but sausage, bacon, and hot dogs, a study of 750,000 participants found that each additional 2-ounce serving of processed meat per day increased your risk of heart disease and memory loss, by 30 to 40%. Well, I'm still probably going to eat some bacon. But I'll eat it the way I always eat it, as a treat, not as a daily thing. And, of course, all that ultra-processed food, the cookies, the cakes, the ice cream, the pastry, all those sweets, yeah, they're high in cholesterol, and they're just about the worst possible thing for you. We'll be talking about some ways to help that sweet tooth along. Here's the bottom line. Research does not support an association between dietary cholesterol and heart disease in the general population. Dietary cholesterol may slightly affect your overall cholesterol levels, but it's really not an issue for most people. 2/3 of the world's population has no increase in cholesterol levels even after eating an extremely cholesterol-rich meal, even if they eat lots and lots of it. A very small number of people are non-compensating for cholesterol or hyper-responders. And those are the ones that have gotten all the rest of us into this kind of runaround with trying to get our cholesterol levels low. Go for the eggs. Go for the full-fat yogurt. Your brain and your heart will thank you. I'll be right back.
Where can you get more than 700 pages of information? At Susan Weed's website, susanweed.com. There's free monthly e-zines, a weblog, chat room, and email groups. There's even special sections devoted to menopause, breast health, and childbearing. Check out the forum of wise women who will help answer your herb and health questions. susanweed.com. Check it out. That's SusanWeed.com.
Spend a day with Susan Weed at your house or hers. Bring up to 4 friends and enjoy the day of your dreams. Experience a private weed walk. Learn about wild foods, harvest, and prepare herbal medicine. Try out a shamanic journey. Get a private consultation. Get a review of your health and nutrition. Discover how to regain and maintain optimum health with herbs. Create your perfect day with Susan Weed. For information, log on at ashtreepublishing.com. That's ashtreepublishing.com.
If you like to spend your television viewing time learning about some of the things that you may have missed in history class, or if history was your favorite subject, then you should check out the link to the History Channel on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. Order DVD sets by series or by subject matter right from our homepage while you still enjoy your favorite HealthyLife.net show.
Take a correspondence course with Susan Weed. You'll get individualized attention for your needs, questions, and health problems. The courses come with books, audio, and videotapes, and there's no time limit on finishing, no tests, and no lessons to return. Act now and get a 50% discount on any 3 days of classes and workshops with Susan. You'll also receive a ready-to-frame certificate. Check out her courses online at ashtreepublishing.com. That's ashtreepublishing.com.
Vistaprint. I'm sure you've heard the name. Over 17 million small businesses and consumers have used Vistaprint for printed products, ranging from business cards and brochures to invitations and thank you cards. Why? Because Vistaprint has the lowest price guarantee, and you can design your products with templates or upload your design. And they have free products. 3-day rush service and satisfaction is always guaranteed. Try Vistaprint. Just go to the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on the Vistaprint logo.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
Spirit of the Pines has come to me in the form of a beautiful dancing green woman. The spirit of the Pines has come to me in the form of a beautiful dancing green woman.
You gotta love the headline. America's most widely consumed oil causes genetic changes in the brain. Soybean oil linked to metabolic and neurological changes in mice. If you've been following the story of soybean oil, and soybean oil constitutes over half, almost 3/4 of all the oil used in the United States. It is used in fast food. It's added to packaged foods. It's fed to livestock. There is so, so much soybean oil out there. And as I said, if you've been following along what's going on with soybean oil, a couple of years ago, they said, oh, wow, it turns out that soybean oil changes your metabolism and makes you obese and leads to diabetes. But now, we're continuing to look at soybean oil, and they have discovered that it has pronounced effects on the hypothalamus. And the hypothalamus regulates body weight, body temperature, and is critical for reproduction and physical growth and your response to stress, and yeah, it plays a part in memory. A number of genes in the mice who were fed soybean oil didn't function correctly. One gene was a gene for the hormone oxytocin. It's sometimes called the love hormone. In the mice who got soybean oil, the levels of oxytocin went down almost to the point where they were non-existent. They called it a crisis of compassion, that people who eat soybean oil, we now suspect, can't actually feel good feelings for others, that the soybean oil is literally changing the hormones in their brain. But it didn't stop there. The research team found 100 genes affected by soybean oil. Whoa! There's just no way that you can have proper brain functioning if you're eating soybean oil. Now, they want us to remember that this is only soybean oil. It's not tofu or soy milk or edamame or soy sauce. Those are all absolutely fine. And they also want us to know that they only use male mice because girls just produce more oxytocin anyhow, and they just really wanted to study it in a population that didn't produce it that much. When they first found that soybean oil was disrupting metabolism and leading to obesity, they modified it. But it turns out that the modified oil still turns off over 100 genes, many of them in your brain. The dogma that saturated fat is bad and unsaturated fat is good is just not holding up. Soybean oil is polyunsaturated, but it's not good for you. Coconut oil, which is saturated, actually really seems to improve brain functioning. The message I want you to get from our study is don't eat soybean oil. Thank you very much for studying that for us and telling us what is what. So we're not going to eat soy oil. How about corn oil? Corn oil is so inflammatory that it has been nicknamed liquid fire by some nutritionists. Holy smoke! Wow! Here's at least a little good news. Coffee. Coffee affects how your body produces and uses cholesterol. More coffee, 4 cups a day or more, can increase your LDL levels, but under 4 cups, turns out it's actually good for you. The cholesterol-raising cafestol in coffee beans directly relates to how your brain actually uses cholesterol. Yes! Oh my goodness. People who drink coffee daily have a lower risk of heart disease and a lower risk of dangerous heart rhythms, and we can surmise from that they are going to have better blood flow to their brains as well. Coffee, next to water, is the most widespread beverage in the world. So if you like coffee, like your coffee, get yourself some good coffee. Get yourself some organic coffee, some fair-traded coffee. I'm going to talk about coffee next month as a way to help your memory. And then we're going to talk about ginkgo and, of course, blueberries. And go to cola, comfrey nettle and wild oats, linden, walnuts, ginseng and lion's mane, betony, sage, rosemary, lemon balm, shiso and mint, ashwagandha, bacopa, purslane, olive oil, and avocados. What a year we have ahead of us. We are going to be looking at all of the ways that we can maintain and regain memory. So, until we get together again next month, I wish you a joyous new year. May you stay cozy and warm if you're in a cold climate, and may you be thrilled with the heat of the sun if you're down under in a warm climate. That wraps up another show here at HealthyLife.net. I want to thank you for opening your mind and your ears and your hearts to me, into the wise woman way of healing through nourishment and loving kindness. This is Susan Weed, the voice of the wise woman tradition, wishing you green blessings and good memory until we meet again next month at HealthyLife.net to continue our exploration of nootropics. We got to remember, no tropics.
Spirit of the plants has come to me in the form of a beautiful dancing green woman. The spirit of the plants has come to me in the form of a beautiful dancing green woman.
Take a correspondence course with Susan Weed. You'll get individualized attention for your needs, questions, and health problems. The courses come with books, audio, and videotapes, and there's no time limit on finishing. No tests and no lessons to return. Act now and get a 50% discount on any 3 days of classes and workshops with Susan. You'll also receive a ready-to-frame certificate. Check out her courses online at ashtreepublishing.com. That's ashtreepublishing.com.
Where can you get more than 700 pages of information? At Susan Weed's website, susanweed.com. There's free monthly e-zines, a weblog, chat room, and email groups. There's even special sections devoted to menopause, breast health, and childbearing. Check out the forum of wise women who will help answer your herb and health questions. SusanWeed.com. Check it out. That's SusanWeed.com.
Spend a day with Susan Weed at your house or hers. Bring up to four friends and enjoy the day of your dreams. Experience a private weed walk. Learn about wild foods, harvest, and prepare herbal medicine. Try out a shamanic journey. Get a private consultation. Get a review of your health and nutrition. Discover how to regain and maintain optimum health with herbs. Create your perfect day with Susan Weed. For information, log on at ashtreepublishing.com. That's ashtreepublishing.com.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net. Millions of listeners know the secret. Now you do too. Positive talk 24 hours a day, every day.
Spirit of the